competing already, which it seemed like it went really fast, but COVID hasn't really been too much this year other than just wearing masks and social distancing, which is fine. We've been able to work through it fine as a team, so yeah.
Casey, your last name now, my last name is Smith, so everybody knows that, but yours is, I want to make sure, is Ringvist, is that right?
Yeah, Ringvist.
Ringvist, okay. And did you cheer in high school? I mean, was this something that you have trained to do over a number of years?
Yeah, so at Sand Creek, they don't have a competitive cheer program, okay. So I just did sideline cheer, so in college, doing competitive cheer was a whole new world for me, but I do have a background of gymnastics and dance, so that prepared me well for it, but competitive cheer was new.
Right, and so what are, you know, I guess my, what was the biggest adjustment for you from, and, you know, I did not know, and that's, I'm glad you answered that question, because Ian talked about we have some strong competitive teams, Hudson, Onstead, some of these teams have really done well. I did not know Sand Creek, which is a smaller school, did not have a competitive team. What was the biggest adjustment from you from sideline to a competitive team?
For me personally, I would say the stunting was definitely the biggest adjustment for me, because at Sand Creek, us being a super soft school and not super like knowledgeable with like competitive cheer or anything like that, we mostly did basic stunts on the sidelines, like the most that we could do on the sideline. And so going into competitive, doing a bunch of different stunts and having so many people to where we can do like hard skill stunts and stunts back to back or multiple stunts at once was definitely a big adjustment for me personally.
All right, I'm going to ask it, Fred. All right, I'm not a cheer savant. Casey, what's a stunt? Is that when you throw someone in the air or you throw yourself in the air?
So a stunt is where you throw someone else in the air. So there's two bases.
All right.
Yeah, and then we hold their feet and we hold them in the air. And then we also do these called basket tosses, which is where we throw them in the air and then we catch them.
You know,
Fred's laughing at me. That's okay.
Coach talked about, I remember I looked at Ian when Coach talked about high susceptibility of injury. Well, there is in this sport.
Yes.
It's really amazing, the athleticism. And as we kind of getting close to ending up, what I wanted to ask you, who's your big competition this weekend at the WAC conference meet, which is a great meet? It's just full of a lot of spirit. I know there's a number of teams there. But who are the teams that you really have to compete against are going to be the top teams?
I would say going into this weekend, I know as a team we're really hoping to beat Madonna again, because we did beat them this past weekend at Concordia. So we're hoping for that. And then we were super close to beating Point Park yesterday. So we're going to shoot for that this weekend. And I'd say those are our two biggest ones that we're looking forward
and
to.
Hasn't Concordia kind of ruled cheer the last number of years in our conference?
Yeah, Concordia is super good.
Yeah. And I don't mean that, but you're going to be up there. And Coach also has talked about you guys have really done a great job in running your pattern, so to speak, or your whatever, I forget the word you used a little bit ago. Says you guys are really going, have been strived to be error-free. So you're fairly confident that you can even improve from this past week's performance?
Oh, most definitely. Each time we've performed, we've gotten better. So I'm super excited for this weekend.
Yeah, and for those that are in the area, and it'll be packed up at Concordia, and it's just a great, great event. And just personally, I want to thank you. And it's great to always talk to local people that are doing so well. Keep studying hard, and we'll keep an eye on how the Saints did this weekend. And thanks for being on the show.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
All right, and there you have it, Casey with the cheerleading squad at Siena Heights University here on Saints Sports Weekly. I'm Ian Wendt filling in for Jeff. That's Fred Smith, who fills in for no one. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll have Bridget on the line from the dance team at Siena Heights. We'll be right back right after this.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Ian Wendt, Fred Smith across the way. I'm filling in for Jeff here today, and we're joined on the phone by another Siena Heights athlete. This time we go to the world of dance. We have Bridget on the other end of the line. Hi, Bridget.
Hello.
So, Fred tells me that you are one of the elder members in the program as senior at Siena.
I am. I'm a senior this year.
So what brought you to Siena, and sort of what's your story? How'd you get to Adrian?
Well, my mom graduated from Siena Heights, and I'm studying elementary education. So my mom also studied elementary education, and obviously the competitive dance team.
That seems to make a lot of sense, right, Fred?
Yeah, it sure does. Bridget, this is Fred Smith. I worked, over 40 years, still work part-time at Siena, and I can attest how strong our dance team has been. I think you guys have been to nationals four out of the last 5 years. So The first thing I guess I want to ask is, how's your season going, and how you guys have adjusted to losing the legendary Angie Heath, who's a friend of all, and with the change with Coach Teague, who did a great job in the radio. How's that work for you and your dance team?
Well, I can say for a lot of us, Liz has been involved in the dance team for quite a few years. We've really grown close to her as a coach, and she's helped us all. Losing Angie was definitely something that we weren't expecting, but we made the best out of the situation, and Coach Liz really stepped up, and happy to have her. I love having her as my coach, and looking for a great season. We're doing really well, and hopefully we can make it to Nationals again.
Yeah, and that's all kind of, you know, certainly predicated on score and how you do it, you know, certainly at conference, this is a big weekend for you, isn't it?
Huge weekend for us, and we're really looking forward to it.
You know, I don't know if you remember, Bridget, if, you know, but when I first started.
Doesn't remember that.
No.
40 years ago? No, she does not. I can guarantee it.
When we first started cheer and dance programs were all together. And now dance is, I think, is going to be Friday night, cheer Saturday. Is that right? So where are you guys going to be? Is it Friday night?
Yes, we're on Friday night.
And where are you guys at this weekend for the dance conference championship?
We're going to Lawrence Tech University.
Okay, you're going up to Southfield Lawrence Tech. So who is your big competition up there, Bridget?
Aquinas is definitely our team that we haven't seen yet this season, so we're really looking forward to competing against them this weekend.
It always seems like us and Aquinas are always battling in dance, doesn't it?
Yes.
So talk a little bit about your team and who has done well and what your routine is like. And, it's hard for, I guess, Ian and I, you know, we're not cheer and dance aficionados, but if you can maybe educate the audience a little bit about competitive dance and your role in what you're trying to accomplish.
Yes, of course. So the NAIA in dance, you have to have a jazz section, a pom section, and a hip-hop section. And we're pretty known for our hip-hop section. And I didn't do a lot of hip-hop before coming to Siena, so that was definitely something that I've grown to love and really taken advantage of. But also pom, I love pom, and I did pom in high school. So, and along with jazz, I'm pretty comfortable with those two, but hip-hop was definitely something that I needed to work on, especially coming in my freshman year. And Coach Liz helped me out with that, and she really helped me with my confidence and just really allowed me to keep loving dance. And that's why I'm here, and that's why I've been on the team for 4 years, and just helping my teammates be confident in themselves, positive environment. Dance is kind of an escape. You know, college, it can be a very overwhelming time and working through a lot of things and becoming who you want to be. So dance is definitely an escape for all of us. And, yeah, so I love being on the team. This is my fourth season, and I can't believe it's my last one. But luckily I'll do my student teaching in the fall, and I'll be able to do sideline season. So I'm looking forward to that.
So, Bridget, you went to, it says on your bio, Marion High School?
I did, in Bluefield Hills, Michigan.
Yeah, now did you dance competitively before you came to Siena?
I did. So I actually danced at a studio in Novi, Michigan, and then I danced at my high school as well in competition. I've pretty much been competing probably since I was 10 years old.
Wow.
So that adrenaline rush, and you know, that's why it's kind of bittersweet that it's my last competitive season, and I'm really just soaking it in. Every time I hit the court, you know, I'm really taking it in and just being so grateful that I have the opportunity to compete for Siena Heights.
So, Bridget, you mentioned student teaching, right, in the fall?
Yes.
So am I going to put two and two together and say that you might want to coach dance or cheer or anything like that in your future?
Oh, definitely. I would love to coach dance, maybe start a team at the elementary school that I'm teaching at. I think that would be a great opportunity to really bond with my students and, you know, maybe even start a dance team at the school.
You had mentioned that your mother went here and majored in teaching. Was she a teacher?
She was. So she started off her career in Southfield in Detroit teaching math, but my mom liked the older students, so she taught 7th and 8th grade, and she also taught high school math.
So when you came to Siena with the idea of, going into education, what led you to the younger kids, and how was that journey for you when you first got here to, you're getting ready for student teaching, and that's a grind. I know you guys, usually it's a five-year where the average student, just for our audience, Bridget, if you don't mind here, it's about 120 semester hours to graduate. You usually, or people in education, usually get up to 140, 150 hours, which is almost like another whole year. So did
right.
you know it was going to be that type of commitment when you got here? And what were some of the adjustments you went through, and what led you to elementary ed? I know I asked a ton of questions there, but you go on ahead.
I'll see if I can answer them all. I'll see
good.
If I can
yeah, did you write those
hey,
down?
Hey, see, we're testing you. You're going to be a teacher.
I probably should have. So I was drawn to the younger students because I love teaching them how to read, how to write, and I'm really drawn to teaching the foundations. So just teaching them how to read and just watching those younger students finally get a concept or finally understand something and just making sure that they have strong foundations for the rest of their schooling career. I don't know. I think I'm just really drawn to the younger kids. And, one of the things that people say that they complain about kids is, they don't know how to regulate their emotions and they don't know how to work through things. But that's something that has drawn me to younger elementary students is I love helping them work through things and help them understand their emotions and just, enjoy being at school. And Siena really teaches us that we have to focus on our connection with our students before the content. And that is something that I will carry into my career, is making sure that my students feel safe and loved in their classroom. And that will help them learn. If the student's not feeling safe and, they're not going to learn anything. So that's important.
Boy, if I was a superintendent listening to you, you would be on my radar. I love what you're saying. But I also want to ask you, how has competing intercollegiately in dance helped you as a student? Because your time must
yes.
really be... How did you adjust to that, the time commitment?
Luckily, I have been dancing my whole life, and obviously it's a huge change from, elementary, middle school to high school dance and then to college dance. But luckily I have great time management skills, and with practice and homework, you really have to plan out your days and you really have to keep on your studies. And luckily at Siena, they tell us that, we're a student first and we're an athlete second. And even our coaches instilling that in us is super important. But, yeah, time management and keeping up on your studies is extremely important.
Bridget, you're a senior on this year's team. How experienced is our team? Are there many seniors like you? Or what's and I guess I could look at the roster, but tell us a little bit about your team.
So we have three seniors, a few juniors, a few sophomores, and unfortunately – no freshmen, but, as Coach Liz was talking to you earlier, we had some freshmen with us during the sideline season. But, like I said, time management is a huge thing, and making sure that you can stay up on your studies. Our competition season is a huge commitment, and you have to be prepared for that.
Ian had asked Casey about this, and you've had quite a journey here at Siena. Whoever thought 2 years ago the COVID thing hit. And if I remember right, weren't you guys out at Nationals at that time, or were you just coming back? I'm trying to remember 2 years ago.
We were. Yes, that's correct. We were already in Iowa. We had stopped for lunch, and we enjoyed our lunch. We're getting really excited. We're getting in our competition mindset. We get back on the bus, and our coach Angie at the time came back on the bus, and we could just tell by her body language and her facial expression. We were like, "Coach, what's up? What's up?" And she then let us know that because of COVID, and at that time you didn't even really know what COVID was, but at that time some random virus had canceled our competition, and it was heartbreaking because I was on the road to a four-peat, and that's definitely a goal. I would say for a lot of athletics is to make it to Nationals or to make it to that higher competition every year. And you know what? I would say that I have a four-peat because, well, I'm guessing speaking into the future. I hope we make it this year. But, you know, we've qualified, or if we would have qualified if COVID wasn't a thing. So, unfortunately, it was heartbreaking, you know. We had worked so hard. We had qualified, and, you know, and then with COVID, they canceled it. So, it was definitely heartbreaking. It's, you know, you qualify, you work really hard, in and out practice, you know, all the blood, sweat, and tears. And then to get there, we were already in Iowa, and it got canceled. It was heartbreaking.
I do remember that, it was heartbreaking. And last year, Casey talked about you didn't have that opportunity to get your routine together, at least in cheer, for November, December. You kind of had to come back and squeeze it in. How'd that work for you guys? Are you still with me here?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, well, you know, last year with the COVID situation, cheer, for example, what Casey had said is they usually learn their routines in the fall and then jump right in, but because they couldn't come together till January, they had to squeeze it in. And how'd that work for our dance team this past year? You know, a year ago.
Well, a year ago, you know, we were still balancing with COVID, and we did learn our routine late, but, you know, luckily we were able to come together as a team when we could with, you know, our COVID regulations, and we just made the most of it. We made the most of our time together. We worked really hard, and we were able to get a routine together. But once again, because of COVID and the regulations, they cut the number of teams that were allowed to compete, and unfortunately, we didn't qualify.
So what, what do you have to do this weekend to qualify? Is it a score or is it a place at the league meet or at the conference?
I would say it's definitely going to have to be a score that we need to place, because at Nationals there's a lot of different regions that come together, and the regions score a little bit differently. So when they, you know, when they look at the scores, they look at the regions, and then they come together and make decisions on the placements. But we definitely, I can say for us, we focus on beating our score every time. And luckily, like Coach Liz said, we got our highest score of the season, and we're hoping to beat it again this weekend.
Yeah, you had a great weekend this past weekend. And for our audience, I just want to say that this is not, in other words, they're trying to operate, and I can't remember how many regions we have around the country, but they're all separate, and they try to use a consistent scoring model, all right? So for us golfers, that'd be like, say, maybe you're playing Woodlawn, and some other people might be playing Oakland Hills, you know? So they try to make these scoring rubrics as consistent, but many times it's hard to relate to bring all those scores together, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, dance is very, it's the music, it's the overall appearance, it's the execution of, you know, our turns and our leaps. And, you know, just like a teacher, how we grade things a certain way, you know, our judges, they look at things a certain way, and it's very hard to get the judges to look at things all the same, because, you know, I might have a strength in language arts, but, you know, another teacher has a strength in math, and then one judge, you know, really focuses on technique, and another judge may focus more on how we sell our routine. So across the board, it's very hard, like you were saying, to get the judges all on one page. But
yeah, because you're not at the same site, so that's the most difficult thing. You know, one thing.
Exactly, it's very difficult.
When we used to hold these events at Siena, you know, you guys go from court to court, but do your routine twice. Is that right? Don't you do it? Will you do it two times this Friday at Lawrence Tech?
Yes, we will. So we'll have our prelims where they randomly draw, and then based on our scores in the finals, we will compete in the order of our scores.
Look at that, Fred, remembering competitive dance.
Well, Angie put me to work those weekends. And,
yeah.
And as I was telling everybody, it is the crowd is amazing, and the electricity is something that I'm telling you, I would have never even would have considered being wanting to go to this, but it is surprised that it's so well attended, and it'll be exciting. And in some ways, it's good to have cheer and dance separate because it became such a long day for the either the dancers or the cheerleaders to sit around, you know. So I think you're seeing this separation of cheer and dance as almost two, which they are two separate sports, right? And
Yes, we are.
But listen, I just want to say, you know, you've had a great career, and both Ian and I wish you and the Saints. We'll be keeping at least my eye on the internet to see if we make it and do well this weekend. And it's great to have you on the program this evening.
Thank you so much.
And there you have it. That's Bridget, the senior at Siena Heights University. She is on the competitive dance team as they get their sights set on the NAIA National Tournament. And Fred, just like that, the show is over. Thanks for carrying the load tonight. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm such an experienced cheer and dance guy, but no, I can't say enough about how exciting it is to watch, and I never thought I'd say that 10 years ago, actually 15 years ago, but Angie just built something special, and I think Coach Teague is really trying to, you know, fill those footsteps, and, you know, our cheer and dance teams have brought so much spirit to the campus over the last 10 years. It is very noticeable, and they're out in the community a lot too, Ian. So yeah, as usual, when you're having fun, time flies.
Absolutely. And you can catch the recordings of Saint Sports Weekly on our website. That's 965thecave.com. That's where you can also listen live to the program. We are live here Monday nights, 6 to 7, here inside the cave. That's going to do it for us right at the top of the hour. We're going to send it out to John Kane as he has a makeup game, an LCAA clash, Clinton and Hudson in basketball, as Trevor Wilson, the engineer, gets in the studio. We'll head out. Have yourselves a great Monday night, and we'll talk to you next week.